Forcier to the end zone. Oh, it's intercepted on the deflection. Chris L. Rucker on the interception. Caper cutting it back. Caper breaks a tackle. Got a first down. To the house. Touchdown. Michigan State has won.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Want to thank our producer, Scott Eckersley, working overtime.
Oh, he worked
very hard on that. It was last night. Was finishing that up. And what time did you get done with that, Scott?
Oh, I don't know.
He was here a while.
He's like a high school coach up till 4:30. Break it down, film.
He was putting those rejoins together. Yep. Really a great look at the history of this.
Although I did not like that last rejoin.
Yeah, I tried to keep it as even as I could.
I'll tell you what, I was going to say you had a little too even, but no, it was fine. It was very good. And a lot of people now, you know, kind of see how the other half lives. Michigan State had it for a long, long time. You win four times in 21 years.
Yeah,
so,
was,
you know,
Bo
if Michigan,
and four against,
if Mark D'Antonio wins 17 times and 21 chances against Michigan, then you'll understand how Michigan State felt.
I hope to hell that doesn't happen, Jack.
You'll understand the Michigan State mindset.
I'm moving to Louisiana halfway through that before I have to endure that.
Well, I appreciate talking to Blair White, who's moved to Indianapolis. And
well, now there's a story. Now there's a Sparty that I would embrace. I love that story. Walk on. I think he had one D1 offer. Wasn't it Saginaw Valley?
Yeah.
And look what he did.
Yeah.
And now he's in the NFL.
Yeah. And, you know, when John L. Smith was fired, D'Antonio wasn't sure what to do with Blair White. Wasn't sure if he was going to keep him because he had numbers issues.
Yeah.
And he had to wait, and he had to campaign and go in and say, I want to play for you. And he had to really
just
do
to
it all over
to be a walk-on
after he'd been there a couple years,
oh,
after he'd
word.
Been there 2 years.
He was the best receiver last year. You know, actually,
70 catches.
You know what? I think they really miss him this year. I don't think these receivers right now are as good as Blair White. Do you?
I think B.J.
Cunningham is coming close, but not as dependable as Blair White.
Blair White was pretty dependable. But
really
Blair White
dependable.
Off the field, too, was an amazing guy. And, you know, the Indianapolis Colts are going to fall in love with him.
Without question.
Not surprised. Peyton Manning
is one of those too good to be true. I just hate the fact that he's a Sparty.
Well, it was great to have a chance to talk with him. And he's also going to be writing a big piece for us in Sport Magazine.
No kidding.
He's going to write a back page column for us there.
That's great.
Let's go out to our phones. We have a chance for maybe a couple of calls, maybe, and then we'll get into our picks, and we'll review where we are with that. Let's try line one. This will be Jerry from Lansing. Hello, Jerry.
Morning, Jack. Good morning, Tom. Tom, I hear New Orleans is really, really very nice this time of year.
I was thinking like Monroe or Lafayette or some other place.
By the way, you're right about Blair White. He is missed. He hasn't been replaced, but I think it's been a plus because I think Cousins has discovered he has a couple of tight ends.
Oh, that's true. And he's got good – well, he's got one less tight end, but then he would have had.
By the way, Jack, Fred Heumann, what's his deal?
His deal is he's a sports director at Channel 6. And,
what do you mean? What kind of question is that?
He's probably as big a baseball fan as you will find in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, Jack knows.
Okay.
I'm not going to listen. Since you already had Fred on, I'm not going to talk Major League Baseball.
Well, thank you.
Although it was a good week for my team.
But Fred shows up everywhere. It's just like some callers to sports shows, Jerry.
Jack is thrilled about the continuing success of the New York Yankees, so we'll just move on from there.
You know what? I told Fred the Yankees were going to win that series, too, and he said the Twins were going to win. But sometimes you think things are going to happen. It's not what you want to happen. It's like I picked Michigan State to win twice in this series before today. Do you know that, Tom?
Yeah, you told me that.
Twice.
Yeah.
That is an amazing statistic, Jack, really, when you think about it, especially from the journalist point of view.
Yeah. I mean, every year I look at it, and Michigan's better, even when Michigan State's won. If they played again, Michigan would probably win.
Hey, listen, but we just have in those games, and then who was telling us that Jimmy Branstad had mentioned? We just haven't been able to finish, Jack.
Yeah.
And,
you don't have to be the best team. You just have to be better for 60 minutes.
They finished well against Wisconsin, and they finished well against Notre Dame. I'm talking about Michigan State. So they're making some progress in that regard.
Right.
Well, I hope in that sense that certainly we're – you know, this is Kirk Cousins' first game in the big house. I mean, he does have some big game experience now. But,
yeah.
You know, I do hope he –
He hasn't had that knocked. He hasn't had that knock it out of the park game yet that I thought he would have.
Well, I think that's coming. Okay, I really do. May not come today.
God forbid it happens today. I don't care what happens after that.
I hope he's not put in a position where he's in third and long all day. It seems like we've been a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more creative, I think, lately. And I'd like to see us be aggressive on first down. And to be honest with you, Tom, I'd like to see a duplication of the Eddie Smith to Kirk Gibson. Bro, just go ahead and let it out, and then get the Michigan defense.
But it would be an 80-yard touchdown pass. Okay, that's not even this overthrow to stretch the defense. You get more. You get a little gravy out of this thing. Okay.
Hey Jerry, I need a pick and outstanding player of the game.
I'm telling you, I've had great luck picking against my alma mater because they've been coming through. Tom, you'll be pleased. I'm going Michigan 28-27, which will outfloor my son in Phoenix, Arizona.
Reverse of 20 years ago when it was 28-27. The other guy, the bad guys won 20 years ago.
And you have B.J. Cunningham being tripped on a two-point play, right?
Outstanding player of the game. Boy, that's a tough one, Jack. I guess you'd probably have to say denied. I think he's going to have a big game today. I don't think you can duplicate what he presents.
Here's where I definitely agree with you, Jerry. I think you're absolutely right. If Michigan State is held under 30 points, Michigan will win. Thanks for the call. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks, Jack.
All right. Let's go to our picks, Tom.
Okay, I got a three-game deficit here I have to make up. You're 36-4. I'm 33-7 after 40 outings.
Well, I know one you're going to have different, maybe a couple of others.
Yeah.
Let's start with number one ranked Alabama on the road at South Carolina.
Roll Tide, baby. I know this is game day. They think that, Carolina and Columbia's got a shot here, but Bama doesn't get phased on the road. I watched them. They are good. Best team in college football, bar none. I'm going with the Tide easily in this game by a couple of touchdowns.
Yeah, everyone's looking for a way they can lose, and they've had three tough games in a row, but I still see Alabama winning. How about number 12, LSU, at Florida, number 14? Kind of a strange year for the Gators.
It really is, and they're just not that good. They've had some transition problems, obviously, losing Tebow. I'm going to go with LSU on the road here in the swamp. I think that they're going to pull the it's not big of an up. Actually, they're higher ranked. I think Florida might be favored by a couple of points, but I'm going with the Tigers.
LSU was so lucky to win last week. I'm going to go with Florida. I think Florida has something to prove, and I know that Urban Meyer has athletes.
Well, the reason I took LSU because I knew you'd take Florida, and I have to make up some ground.
That's right. That's good strategy.
Okay.
How about number 23, Florida State, at number 13, Miami?
Miami's defense is too fast. Florida State, I thought they were going to be a lot better this year than they ended up being so far. I'm going with the Canes at home.
Yeah, I like Miami as well. I think that, they made a lot of plays in that Ohio State game, and they hadn't self-destructed. They could have been in it all the way to the end. How about USC at number 16, Stanford? Stanford still reeling from that second half in Autzen Stadium.
Yeah, and I think they're going to be madder than a hatter and take it out on SC. I mean, Jim Harbaugh doesn't have any love loss with USC.
He doesn't like USC.
No, I'll take the Cardinal.
Yeah, I think Stanford's better than it showed last week, at least in the second half, and I look for a win over USC. But Matt Barkley's got some people to throw to, and if he starts hitting Ron Johnson, it could be a close game. How about Indiana at Ohio State? You want to make up some games, Tom. You were talking about how Ohio State hasn't impressed you. Here's your chance to take Indiana.
Yeah, I'm taking Indiana on the road. Yeah, right. They threw all over Michigan, but that's Michigan's defense. Ohio State's defense is too tough. Buckeyes will win this game by probably 17 points.
Scott, I'm trying to give him chances to catch.
No, I made my ground.
You've got Ohio State, as do I, and I don't think it'll be close. I think we'll see exactly what Indiana is all about. And I guarantee you, Ben Chappell will not throw for 480 yards in this football game. Yeah. How about Illinois at Penn State?
Well, Penn State's offense can't move across the street. They're just pathetic. They can't run the ball. They're all defense. But I think that they're going to bounce. I think they're going to bounce Illinois here. And
Illinois almost got Ohio State last
week. Yeah, I understand that, but I'm going Penn State at home.
Yeah, I think Penn State will win this game. And
they're going to be mad after that Iowa loss.
Yeah, exactly. I look for the Nittany Lions to win that one. All right, we've got a pro game to pick here. The first two teams to pick in the NFL draft, the St. Louis Rams and the Detroit Lions at Ford Field.
Look at the polar opposites of importance. Michigan and Michigan State, the game we're going to talk about in a second here, and the Lions and the Rams. I mean, my God. But this actually does have some relevancy because I think the Lions are going to win their first game of the year.
I do, too, and I blame Gardner White for this because the furniture store bought up those last 800 tickets.
Oh, they did?
Which means we're subjected to watching this game, and Scott's not happy about that.
I thought it was going to be blacked out.
Watch this instead of the other. No, because Gardner White bought all these tickets. Oh. I'll never buy furniture
news
there.
News to me.
All right. How about the Michigan State Spartans, number 17, going against the Michigan Wolverines. These teams are separated by one spot in both polls. Tom, I know you've got the crowd being the MVP.
Well, I think the crowd's going to motivate the defense. I think the tackling's going to be better from adrenaline. Hopefully that'll be an issue because I think the offense is pretty much neutralized each other. They're both going to move the ball up and down.
How come this big home field advantage doesn't work against Ohio State?
Because that's Ohio State's another level than either of these two teams have been. Okay. Right. So I'm going with the Wolverines. It's going to be a shootout. I threw out 45-38 on Monday, and why not stick with it? So I'm taking the Wolverines to knock this two-game skid, put that in the rearview mirror, and Michigan comes out on top, moves to 6-0. I said at the beginning of the season, they're going to go 6-0, and then they're going to lose to Iowa, and I'm standing by that.
45-38, and your outstanding player of the game is, obviously?
D-Rob.
Not Tate Forcier, huh?
No. Right. Nope. Denard Robinson.
I think
16.
Denard Robinson is going to have two very big plays. He's going to have a run of over 50 yards. He's going to have a pass of over 50 yards, but he is not going to get 400 yards in total offense. And I think Michigan State is going to win this football game 37-31. And I think special teams are going to be the difference, Tom. Pathetic special teams for the University of Michigan. Want to thank all of our special guests today. Very nice touch, Scott.
Yeah, I'm rolling tears right now.
Would you like to sing along?
I'll pass.
How about a moment of silence? All right. I want to thank Jim Ahern from Lansing Catholic, our coach of the week. Fred Heumann, WLNS. Don't forget, you can watch the Battle for Bunyan coming up in just a minute. You can also catch the Big Ten Network's pregame show. We'll be on there in just a couple of minutes. Also, the Brandstatters, Art and Jim. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, and Blair White, Michigan State and the Indianapolis Colts. For producer, Scott Eckersley, and my co-host, Tom Crawford, Jack Ebling, saying, enjoy the game, everyone.